G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. At Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank is me. Give us a follow if you have the capacity to, or if you're not already following, and make sure you share the show around as well, because we continue to grow, and the more listeners that get to tune in, you know, the better, because then we can keep getting fantastic guests on, keep providing this fairly regular podcast, which I love doing, and Sports Ethos loves putting on. So, we appreciate all the support, regardless of where you are in the world, and what your opinions are of the topics contained in this, but we appreciate all the love and support. So thank you for listening. If you've got time, rate and review on Apple Podcasts, all that jazz as per usual. What are we going to talk about today? Well, the Pelicans, led by Man Mountain Zion Williamson, defeat the Toronto Raptors 126-108 at home, taking us five games above 500 for the first time since the 17-18 season, which, I mean, a testament to the team, considering we've had our full starting lineup for less than 10 games. And, you know, what a testament that is to the depth of this team and the ability to win. So we are now 13-8 on the season on a two-game win streak, 7-3 at home, or 8-3 at home, pardon me, and 5-5. On the road. Division, we're leading with 4-1, and my gosh, how good is that? Top of the Southwest Division. Be nice to hang a little banner from winning that, but also more importantly, be nice to hang a banner for Western Conference champions and finals champions, you know, actual NBA championship. But we'll see. We're not going to get ahead of ourselves, but I think we're doing very, very well considering the adversity we've faced this year. So, with that being said, actually, before we tip off into the game review, congratulations to Willie Green being nominated for Western Conference Coach of the Month, which is a fantastic achievement to get that in the first, well, I guess the first full month of the season for November, and really impressive. Considering where we were this time last year, you know, it's it's like chalk and cheese, which we love to see. We love to see that growth and, you know, different guys stepping into different roles and really growing their game and evolving. And I really am enjoying seeing that, you know, the steps that we've seen taken by some of these players. Is a testament to the coaching staff as well as the hard work that the players put in. So, pat on the back all round to everyone. Well done, Pelicans. So, we were visited by the Toronto Raptors, full-strength side led by Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam, as we know. They're a very good side. We were without Brandon Ingram, still recovering from that sprained toe, and CJ McCollum working his way back from the COVID. Apparently, he was really crook, but bedridden, and it took him a little bit to get his feet back under him, which, you know, takes time. Anyone that's had COVID, I haven't had it, thankfully, but anyone that has, I think, knows that there's that nasty cough that hangs around, and also that shortness of breath, which, you know, can affect people in different ways. So hopefully he is on the mend. Sounds like he is. And Najee Marshall out as well. Larry Nance returned. So, you know, next man up mentality. We had Jose back in his starting role, still there. And then with Trey Murphy in the starting lineup as well. What transpired was fantastic. Honestly, I thought we... taking on a team that has been really good in the East, in the Raptors, a favourite to make the playoffs and make some noise in the playoffs, with a couple of really good players, long wings, a lot of ability to switch onto the perimeter, and fast-paced team, a team that causes a lot of turnovers, really good defensive team. We gave them the business in the first quarter, dropping 40 on them in the first quarter to their 29, and honestly, hard defense at our end turning into great baskets at the other end. we just locked in. Got Zion going early. I think he had 11 points in the first quarter. He was just absolutely unstoppable. And they threw bodies at him. It's not like they weren't defending him or they were defending him one-on-one. No. They were building a wall and he just saw the game slow down, got on the move and just absolutely decimated him. It was a sight to behold. He absolutely tormented them. And when you see a dominant performance like that, I mean, gosh, the sky's the limit when you add back in Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum, you know, Najee Marshall off the bench. These guys are all important players that are part of our rotation. And, you know, these other guys, and I put that, I suppose, in quotation marks, that have had to step up, you know, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, you know, Jose, having to do a bit more scoring, a bit more facilitating. Dyson Daniels is fantastic off the bench, and we'll get to him. But it's a testament to the work ethic and the mentality that it's a we win together mentality. You know, that we score that they've talked about. And it's paying dividends. We're passing the ball, scoring at ease, and, you know, you drop 126 points on a really good defensive team. Well, you know, you're pretty happy with that. Second quarter, more of the same. We put the foot down. 34-18, Trey Murphy got going. Was absolutely unstoppable as well. He finished with 26 points as well, which is just great to see his development. That's three games in a row of over 20 points. And as that second scorer, you know, he steps straight into that that role left by Brandon Ingram. While I'm not comparing him to Brandon Ingram at all, you know, but to be able to make up those points that he would give, probably 20 to 25, you know, that's what he's been giving. It's been great. It's been a really, really good thing to see, and hopefully he can keep that going when these guys return. So you drop 74 in a half against the Raptors. Fred VanVleet copped a tech. He wasn't happy. And about 30 seconds into the third quarter, he copped his second tech, and he was out. He was out of the game. And they actually started to make a run. Gary Trent Jr. got the ball in his hands a bit more, got really hot, and actually won that quarter. Started fighting back. Had us a bit shook because we were up by, well, 30 points at one point. And they chipped it away. End up winning that quarter 31-28. So not too bad. And then the fourth quarter happened. And they stormed home. They got it back to 14 points. From 30, you know, massive run. I think they scored 11 straight points at one point. And when that happens, you need someone to come and steady the ship. And then enter stage left, Zion Williamson. He had a series of plays where he blocked the ball off the backboard, got the ball at the other end, dunked it, come back down, stole the ball. I think it was from Boucher, or Siakam just ripped it out of his hands, ran down and finished through four players. And when you end up with a stat line like that, and we'll get to that, the box score, I mean, it was completely, it just turned it slammed the door on the Raptors. They thought that they got their tails up a little bit. They were running, trying to really finish the game strong. It looked like they were going to break through, and we slammed it shut. And the good teams and the superstars know when to do that, when to close it off. And what we saw was Zion just take complete control of this game, said, no, we're not, don't worry about it, guys, I've got this, and finished it off. And you can see all the photos from the highlights, all the videos that have been going around of the amazing dunks and blocks and steals, and everyone just playing out of their skin, and it really was just awesome to see. So, I mean, like I said, they stormed home, won that quarter 30-24, and we end up getting out of there 126-108. And honestly, what, when you see a first half like that, when you start so fast with hot shooting and really just hammering them, every time they went near the ball, we were hammering them on defense, we were moving at the right pace, we were sharing the ball, it was a sight to behold. It really was great to see. And then you get challenged. And these good teams are not just going to lie down. They're not going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, we'll just lose by 30 and be done with it. No, they respond. And when you get a response from that, from the opposition, you don't go into cruise control. You have to respond yourself. And what we're starting to see is that mentality shift from we're a good side full of talent to no, we are the better side in every game that we go into. We're not scared of anybody. You want to come into our house and challenge us? Well, here's our response. And the cream rises to the top. You know, Zion Williamson takes hold of that game, says, come on, guys, jump on my back. Let's finish this off and let's get it done. And honestly, that's what he did. And I'm going to go watch that game again because I really thought he was just unstoppable. And that's the Zion that we've seen. You know, he's been talking about the game slowing down for him. So when that happens, look out. It's over. So we'll go to the stats. What do we have? We shot 52% from the field to their 47. 14 of 33 from three, we had 42%, which is fantastic, to their 11 of 38, 28%. Free throws, Zion got some free throw attempts. I think he had 10 attempts, hit 8 of them. We'll confirm that when we get to the box score, but us shooting 84% from the field, from the free throw line. That's great. To their 68%. Free throws win games. And when you get there, convert. Assists. We had 28 assists. They had 29. But when you have 28 on 45 made field goals, that's the ball not sticking. That's putting people in good positions to succeed. Good to great shots. And when that happens, you know, all of a sudden, we're sitting pretty. We're up by 30, and that's just great. Smash them in the rebounds, 52 to 30. Points off turnovers, 29 to 25, and it was an up-and-down game. There were plenty of turnovers, which I think will be the... really, probably from the last couple of games, that will be the target area to really address, is taking care of the basketball, because we did throw it away a bit. Thankfully, they did as well. And that, I think, is something that as we get that consistency and, people playing together, that probably goes down a bit. I think we take care of it better as the cavalry returns from the injuries and we take care of the ball a bit more. Guys aren't having to play outside of their role. And I think, honestly, we're a dangerous side. We're a really, really scary side. So, we might go to a break there. After the break, we'll go through the box score, run through all of that, a few other comments about what's coming up. We play the Spurs tomorrow, so we'll talk about that in a second, but I'll be back after this. Stick around, and I'll speak to you soon.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, listeners, it's time to talk a little fantasy hoops. Do you remember who led you to Tyrese Halliburton, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, and Mikal Bridges before any other rank list? That's right, it was a Brewski 150, and you probably turned those huge wins into some cash, didn't you? Great. Well, this year, the Brewski 150 is in access to all Sports Ethos subscribers. So go and head over to the Premium tab, grab the membership or draft guide today. And yes, the answer to your most important question, the Brewski 150 is in all options. Check back daily for more new features and go and dominate your leagues again with sportsethos.com. Okay, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank. Pelicans defeat the Toronto Raptors. Big win, 126-108, up by 30 at one point, and managed to scrap and claw their way back in so that we end up winning by less than that, but still a substantial win, and we really did give them the business from the jump. Box score, that's what we're going to talk about before the game. Siakam, for them, had 23. Gary Trent Jr. off the bench was on fire. He lit up in the second half, had 35 points, 6 of 11 from 3, and he was their lone bright spark. I think everyone else was pretty woeful. Only three players in double digits, with Anobi having 12 points, and that was it, and the rest just chipped in. For us, 37 minutes for Trey Murphy in the start, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. And one thing I've loved about Trey Murphy is not only the fact that he's attacking the rim with aggression, he's dunking like a mad thing, he's hitting threes at an unreal clip. His defensive acumen has really, really increased. He has been playing fantastic defensively, coming over as that secondary defender, as well as trying to stay a bit straighter up on defense. Of course, some of the they'll switch onto him a bit, and some of the more fleet-footed guards and the like will get past him. That's, you know, that's part and parcel of it. But he really is starting to move his feet more. He's using his length and his strength that he's got over the offseason, and just continues to really punish teams down in the defensive end, and then converting on the offensive end. He's athletic specimen and really impressive from him. 26 points, as I said. JV, he had 16 and 13. It was the quietest 16 and 13 ever. He was just clinical, went to work, did his business, and against his old team, in 25 minutes, gave him an absolute shellacking. Herb Jones, 20 minutes, he had 12 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. And in the first quarter, he looked awesome. Honestly, he was stepping into his three, he was getting into the basket, and then he rolled his ankle, and it looked horrible. They actually got him straight into the medical, got an x-ray on it, and it's structurally sound. He didn't train today, but hopefully he it's not too bad. I know we're cautious with injuries, but again, another starter having to rest an injury, which is frustrating, but he and BI did not train today and are doubtful for the Spurs game, whereas Najee Marshall are both questionable. So, more likely, I guess. Jose also started at the point. 4 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Played a great game on Fred VanVleet and anyone else that came on. Gary Trent followed him around. Did a really good job. And Zion, of course, what a stat line this man Mountain had. He had 33 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals and 2 blocks on 12 of 15 shooting. Got to the free throw line and absolutely chopped him there as well. 9 of 12, 75%. And when Zion's on the move, he's completely unstoppable. It's what I don't know what else you can say. There's not a single person on the court that can stop that man when he gets a head of steam. And now that the referees, and we had some more experienced referees this year, this game, recognize that he is completely unstoppable and that the calls that everyone's getting at one end are the same that's happening at that end. He's just massive. He's getting rewarded for that and then gives you 33 and 10 and does it with ease. My gosh. It was something to behold. And honestly, I'm chomping at the bit to see him in person shortly in 3 weeks. Very excited. But he looked great. Off the bench, Devontae Graham, 20 minutes, had 2 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. Quiet game for him. He was 0 of 6 from the field. Larry Nance, 19 minutes, 10 and 5. 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. Defensively, he was great. Hit a couple of threes, returning from that shoulder injury. Billy Hernan Gomez, 10 minutes, 4, 3 and 1. Garrett Temple, 10 minutes, 5, 1 rebound, and 1 steal. And that steal was grabbing the ball out the air when they threw it from half court. So, love that. He gets that delicious stat. Now, a guy that came off the bench that I haven't mentioned yet was Dyson Daniels, the Australian. 31 minutes. He had 14 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Flirted with a triple-double at 19 years old. 1 steal, 6 of 9 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. And his first shot was actually a 3. He stepped straight into it, bang, after chasing Fred VanVleet around screens and under the basket and keeping himself in front of him. And he looked great. He looked so poised, so calm. He was doing everything, grabbing boards, getting assists. And they had Jose mic'd up, and there's a fun clip of him saying, "Z, let's get Dyson his double-double." With those assists, but I mean, geez, if guys got out of the way, he could have just about triple-doubled. And when you're seeing that from the kid at this age and with this role, he has to get minutes. You know, when the whole team's back, he's carved out a role and he's in that lineup. And it wouldn't surprise me if with Herb, if Herb misses time, that Dyson goes into the starting lineup for him. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest, although it may be that Jose stays in and CJ just comes in for Herb. But we'll see what happens there. But honestly, Dyson looked really good. He looked comfortable out there. And every game, you see another leap. And as it starts, the game starts to slow down for him, he's going to become an absolute menace on both ends. Because while the knock on him was his jump shot, his shooting percentages are decent. I think he's shooting 50% on his threes. He doesn't take many, but you only got to hit half of them to be a threat to stretch the floor. So honestly, I have nothing but fantastic words to say about Dyson. I think he is just going from strength to strength, and we are very fortunate to get him at pick 8. And to see what, I know we talked about a lot of his like draft class colleagues doing some good things around the league. Well, he's joining him now. I don't know how many have come close to a triple-double. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if Dyson gets one this year. Honestly, what he brings, he clamps on the defensive end. He grabs rebounds like a mad thing. He can read plays before they're going to happen. He's not only a connector in the half court, in the transition, but he's also a great offensive initiator in the half court, which I think the Pelicans sometimes have found that we haven't had that both. You know, Lonzo Ball was a good example that he was great in transition, but the half court sometimes got a bit deer in the headlights, sort of spec. But he, what we saw with Dyson is that he's ahead of his age. And I mean, you know, he's 19 years old, but he sees the basketball court a lot differently than a lot of players. So it's only going to hold us in good stead. Really impressed with Dyson. And again, you know, looking forward to seeing him in person as well, playing out there when I get over there. But he, all credit to you, Dyson. So keep doing what you're doing. You're making us proud down here, and very excited to see you in the green and gold playing for Australia very soon, no doubt, in a World Cup and Olympics. But anyway, okay. So with that being said, what did we like? Well, I like Trey Murphy's aggression. Trey Murphy, again, has been fantastic. Like I said, he does a bit of everything. 8 of 17 shooting, 6 of 12 from 3. Hit all his free throws. Tried to murder 3 Raptors with one of the biggest posterizers I've ever seen. Unfortunately, hit the back of the rim and went out. But honestly, if he makes that, they just about call time on the game, the mercy rule, and send them back to Canada, because it was that was awesome. That was really good. And, you know, we saw a putback. We saw, you know, some high-flying dunks and layups. And Herb was doing it as well. Herb tried to posterize him at one point. And Zion, double-clutch layups. Dunks, pardon me. You know, he himself is just absolutely flying as well. And when you're getting, you know, these dunks, they change the momentum of a game. They get the crowd involved. They get the players hyped. Larry Nance, from a standing dunk, just posterized someone. Like, I don't even remember who it was, but just dunked it straight on their face. And when you're getting those momentum-shifting highlights, it feeds the energy in the crowd. And all of a sudden, the Smoothie King Center's in it. The guys on the court are running back and forth. And, you know, it's just great to see. It really is, to see these guys go from strength to strength and continue to, you know, raise the roof. The final thing we'll talk about before we wrap up is Zion in the post game, which are hilarious. So if you're not watching the post games on YouTube, go and do it, because they are very funny interviews. Zion talked about his new tattoo across his back. You may have noticed he has Mount Zion across his back. It is in honor of his late grandmother, who helped name him or decide on his name. Biblical reference, it's Mount Zion across his shoulders. Apparently, the T is a big cross that goes down his back. Took him 8 hours. And he talked about the significance of that to him, about his spirituality and, you know, in honor of his mum and his grandma. He spoke to all the people around him about getting it, and they said, yeah, you know, it's there forever. And he said, yeah, it's a deep thing for him, and he he likes it, and obviously it's there forever, and gives him another, I suppose, reminder on his back that, you know, he is a talent, and that what comes with the fame and the like is a struggle, and he continues to grow from that, and you know, that's another reminder that, you know, there's a mountain out there, but he continues to climb it, and we're seeing it right before our eyes. So, with that being said, I think we'll leave it at that. We play the Spurs tomorrow, so look forward to that. They've already decided that about 15 players are out, so I don't know who's going to rock up. Greg Popovich might be pulling a jersey on, who knows, but we'll leave it at that. So, we'll speak to you after that game. This has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank. Go and check out everything over at sportsethos.com. And of course, stay safe. I'll speak to you soon, and bye for now.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.